T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Someone on Twitter, it's funny, they said that I'm so brainwashed by the Eagles. That's one of the things going on right now. It's just like, Mark's is so brainwashed by the Eagles, he won't talk about any other sports. And I think they said about the show. But he said, like, I guess I said that the Phillies won 5 straight NFC East titles as opposed to NL East titles.
Well, we knew what you meant.
No, I know, but he's right. Like, we talk so much about the Eagles sometimes that it...
I'm sorry, is the football season still going on?
Yeah, it is.
Well, I know the Eagles season isn't, but football is actually still...
It's still going on. Yeah, it's still going on. You're damn right it is.
We got one more game.
Yep.
Got one more game Sunday.
One more. Patriots, easy.
Mm. Patriots, easy?
Easy.
Well, I hope it's not easy. At least want a good game.
I don't think... They're saying Gurley's going to be great. He must have sprained his ligament or something, because there's no way that CJ Anderson, healthy, who's overweight, is getting carries over him. He's 250 pounds.
Right.
CJ Anderson. No way he's getting carries over. And Gurley's being like, yeah, I'm just not being productive. He's playing the part pretty well.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's playing that part pretty good.
Oh, man. All right. 30 and under quarterback list. Ben, do you agree with me here? I already know Ike's not going to. Mahomes 1. Russell Wilson 2, Andrew Luck 3, Jared Goff 4, and then is Wentz 5, or am I missing somebody else?
I think that's pretty reasonable.
I'm not going Baker Mayfield, I'm not going Cam Newton.
See, a lot of people have Baker high. I was surprised how many people have Baker in their top 3 list.
Yeah.
I don't see that.
Maybe after next year, but he's not there yet.
Yeah. I mean, I like Baker. I wouldn't have him in the top 3 under 30.
No, that's crazy.
He's not that good. No, he's not that good.
No, not yet. We'll see. All right, let's go to the phone. Seth, Media, Pennsylvania. Hi, Seth.
Yo, what's going on, guys?
How are you?
What up, Seth?
All right, so let me just hit this real quick. Doug is a top coach, in my opinion, because he was able to do something really difficult 2 years ago, which is have a team that was blowing other teams out of the water, sustain success all season without giving up. You know, they showed up for every game. Then this past year, he took a team that was broken and bad halfway through the season and coached them up to success, some level of it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So then moving on, you guys got here this list, and I think what I have here, comparing them, I think that Wentz has the highest ceiling of all the quarterbacks. And I think that because so Mahomes threw 50 touchdowns, mm-hmm. but Mahomes has never gotten his team home field advantage throughout the playoffs and did what Wentz did that one season.
What do you mean?
He just did it. I'm sorry. He got him home field advantage, but the team didn't get over to the Super Bowl. The team itself. I'm talking about the
I
player
got you. Yeah.
And what they can provide for your team, right? The type of ranking.
Right, so then, but Carson didn't finish the season, so you can't say that. Carson didn't get them to the championship game and win.
He didn't finish the season, okay.
All right. But he got him home field advantage.
But he did for the most part, I believe. But then you go to Goff, right? So Goff is actually playing in the Super Bowl, something that Carson Wentz didn't do. But I just brought up a good point that Wentz threw 33 touchdowns in three-quarters of a season, something Jared Goff didn't do. So, you know, I kind of like, depending on whether or not if Goff wins this weekend, I think he gets a slight edge over Wentz.
Oh, yeah. Well, hell yeah, he does.
You know, for sure. But yeah. I still think that Wentz's level of his ceiling for success in the league can be higher if he stays healthy because of what he did, what we saw him do. I mean, if you look for all of Jared Goff's highlight reels of his career and all of Carson Wentz's, and you're just looking at like the...
Oh, it don't even compare.
No, Carson's got the sizzle reel. You know what I mean? There's no way. So that's what makes me believe that. And Luck, as good as he is, he's just never made it there, so...
Yeah, but you know what, though? And I'm with you on that. Luck is coming back from injury, but, man, hell, he came back from injury and threw 39 touchdowns.
Yeah, Luck's never made it there, but...
No, I mean, he made it to the AFC Championship game.
Well, I mean, what I'm saying is...
He lost to Tom Brady.
Does he realize what he's saying? He's saying Luck's never made it there. That's why he's not there on the list. Carson Wentz hasn't made it there either.
Right.
Like, I mean, what are we talking about here? You can't use criteria of, well... you know, Mahomes didn't get him home field advantage during that. Well, he did. Like, well, he played all the games.
Well, part of the argument in favor of Wentz is you just can't use the fact that the Rams are in the Super Bowl makes Jared Goff a better quarterback.
Yeah, but the fact that Jared Goff's available to play is a part of what you talk about, to where
there's a lot of quarterbacks that are available to play. Don't mean they're better.
Well, is Carson Wentz a Super Bowl winning quarterback? I mean, that's part of the discussion here.
Well, he's not a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
No, but does he get credit? Like, if you're saying how many Super Bowls does Carson Wentz have?
Well, I'm gonna tell you, at this point, no. But at some point, if he doesn't win another one, he's gonna have to reconcile with that, and so am I, and so are anybody else that are Wentz fans. That he did play three quarters of the season. Like, you can try to say he doesn't have anything to do with them winning the Super Bowl, but when I look at the Super Bowl season, there were 19 games.
Mm-hmm.
Carson played in 13 of those games.
Mm-hmm.
He won 11 of those games.
Won the MVP that year.
Nope. I'm just looking at his contributions to a Super Bowl season.
Huge contribution.
His Super Bowl season. See, Nick Foles going 2-1 the last three games of the season doesn't give you home field advantage.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't give you home field advantage. So finishing up the race, you know, because you took the baton on the last leg, you don't get credit for the whole race. So he gets credit for winning the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But for putting his team in position to be Super Bowl champions, Carson Wentz gets credit for that. He just does. Just does.
Mm.
I mean, what are we going to do? We're gonna act like it didn't happen? So, I mean, if I'm looking at his body of work, that's what his body of work shows. No, he didn't. He didn't play in the Super Bowl. He's not a Super Bowl winning quarterback. But, damn, he did a whole hell of a lot to help his team get to the Super Bowl.
Yes, he did.
To help his team get to the Super Bowl. So, that has to count for something.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. I agree. He's just he falls a little bit behind some of the other guys.
It would be it would kind of be like John Elway, you know. He taking credit. He won the Super Bowl MVP, but we know Terrell Davis was the reason they went to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Elway missed like five games that year in his
last
year.
But he did
year.
The helicopter in the
Well, no, I'm talking about the repeat.
Oh.
The repeat year.
Oh, he missed games. That wasn't the helicopter.
No, that was the first year. The second year he missed games, he was injured. Bubby Brister played games. Terrell Davis rushed for 2,000 yards that year, I believe.
He was incredible.
He was the best player on the team.
Yep, he was.
But John Elway won the Super Bowl MVP.
30 and under NFL QB list. Mahomes, Russell Wilson, Luck, Goff, and Wentz. He makes the top five.
I got to put Russell Wilson in front of Mahomes. Listen, I love Mahomes, and he has all the arm talent in the world. But the bottom line is, if they don't win anything, he just has all the arm talent in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
So, I mean, Russell Wilson, he's been to two Super Bowls. He's won one. So, I gotta give him the top dog.
And they were also, he's got them back in the playoffs. Now they got to.
He's the only reason they're relevant.
Well, I mean, you have to, they have another chance to build here around him now. They mm-hmm. haven't built around him before. That was the defense, and Russell, you go do what you're going to do. Now it's his team. Now they got rid of the guys that he butted heads with. So we'll see. Russell Wilson's a great quarterback. I'm a fan.
Nobody else has the talent that Mahomes and Jared Goff have. Supporting cast.
Goff has a good supporting cast, absolutely. I agree with that. Supporting cast.
Yeah, to give Carson Wentz, Todd Gurley, and Brandon Cooks. Cooper Kupp.
All right, but he's got to throw him the ball too, Ike.
Mm-hmm.
You know, got to hand it off.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's what I'm saying. Being given somebody on paper doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be able to stay healthy and you're going to win those games and everything else. Here's agree or disagree. 888-729-9494. 30 and under QB list. Is Wentz in the top three? I have him five. Ike has him three, I believe. Now, is Doug a better coach than Carson's a better quarterback at this point? Like, even though some people still think that Doug more or less got lucky and he isn't. I mean, do you agree with that, Ike, that some people still view Doug, and they can't say it out loud because they said it before, and now they look silly because the Eagles won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But there's still people out there
that believe Doug.
That think he's dumb.
Yeah, they certainly don't think he's the best when it comes to X's and O's. I mean, he was being questioned this year.
Yep.
I mean, it caused them to.
Oh, he was?
It caused them to call out people in the media to tell them if they want to come down on the field and try to do his job, come on down. Like, he's standing up there saying, man, I just won the Super Bowl and out-coached Bill Belichick. You all up here questioning me about this or about that run-pass ratio, mm-hmm. all this nonsense. And quite frankly, he had the right to do it.
Yeah.
He had the right to do it. Now, reporters have the right to ask whatever questions they want, but he has the right to respond the way that he wants. And you're not going to respect him as a Super Bowl winning coach. You know what I mean? Then he's going to have to remind you.
Yeah, and he did.
I'm with Doug.
And he did. Yes. Honestly, I look at Belichick and there's everybody else.
Yeah.
But I look to Doug as that next guy, McVay. So McVay hasn't won a Super Bowl yet. He's this young stud. He's going to be around a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Doug proved this year why he's an excellent coach, right? Mm-hmm. Again, taking a backup quarterback and getting his team in the playoffs. Doug, after the season, the guys talked about it, right? They talked about what it was like in the locker room. Doug never gave up. Doug never allowed this team to fold.
And McVay got lucky on several counts Sunday. I'm not giving him genius status. First of all, you shriveled up when it was 4th-and-1 on the 1-yard line. You decided to take a field goal.
I agree with you 1,000%.
When it's the NFC Championship game and you're on the road. You got lucky, right, that you still won that ball game. We already know about the penalty that wasn't called. So it's not like he did anything that was all great. Can you think of anything he did in that game that made him stand out as a coach? Sean McVay?
Let me think.
I can't think of anything he did.
The fake punt.
Did he run it? He did run a fake punt.
Ballsy call.
Yeah.
The game was starting to get away from
him,
too. It's
the same one he tried to run against us that didn't work.
It didn't work.
It was the same punt fake.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right. I forgot he had that play call. You're right.
But that's the only thing that really stands out.
That's the only thing he did, yeah.
Yeah,
888 about that.
888-729-9494. We'll come back. Roger Goodell also spoke today.
Roger, Dodger.
I know you're a big Roger Goodell fan.
Find me.
No, he didn't. But we've argued about him before.
We did?
Yeah, he's embarrassing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.